All right. Yesterday we spent the time understanding the Kavachaymers, the diet of the Sugya. I just have to tell you two Nakudas that, one of which remains very difficult in the Sugya. What we said yesterday, we explained the way a Kavachaymer works, and I think it's the Korazach. And at the end of Shir, I explained the idea of Hiyamisenis. So you can't make a Kavachaymer when only if one is a Kal and one is a Chamor. If you're comparing two things, one is Kal and one is Chamor, that must be the first step of every Kavachaymer. Even the first step, there's a reason for the differences, and the reasons are not because of Kavachaymer, then it's not a Kavachaymer. That's Pasha. The difficulty is with the last Kal Vachomer that we had, Shein and Karen, the end of the Mishnah, where we learned out of Rishus HaRabim that Shein is Kal and Karen is Chomer. Because Rishus HaRabim, Karen pays, so it's Chatzi Nezek, Shein is off the hook. So therefore, we know that Shein is Kal and Karen is Chomer, and the name of the Rav Tarfin, Rishus HaNizek also, Karen has to be more chamer than Shein. That was the last Kal Vachomer of our Mishnah. The problem with that is Yenna Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta that we spoke about it a dozen times, the Rosh said Shein the Rif, why is Shein part of Rishus HaRabim? Because people have to be able to let their animals go in the streets. And the Rosh said, that's why Shein Regal HaPatim Rishus HaRabim, you have to let your animal go in the street. Is the Rif saying Tama Dekra? And basically he said yes. He said that's the reason for the Zeres HaKasim. The reason that Shein Regal HaPatim Rishus HaRabim is because you can't live unless you let people have animals in the street. That's the reason. The problem is, if that's the reason, then the whole idea that Shein is Kal and Karen is Chomer, because Rishus HaRabim, Shein is Potter and Karen is Chayiv, seems not to be true. Shein isn't Potter Rishus HaRabim because it's Kal. The reason Shein and Regal are Potter, not because they're more cooler dick than Karen. The Rif said the reason is because you can't live, you can't be conveyor rules that you're chayav shev regel, a person who can't let his animals go down the street. It can't be that way. So the main law, we pat the shev regel. It's not because shev regel are cow. So the whole hanocha that Shein is more cow than Karen because of Rishus HaRabim seems to be mufrach from this reason of the Rif. If it's Gezeres HaKosov, so we understand the Torah is being Megala to us, that the Torah is being Mechadish to us, this Kiddush, that Shein is more Kal. So saying that every time you want something out of Gezeres HaKosov, you make one a Kal or one a Chomer, that's what the Torah says. But if there's a reason for it, it's a problem. Because just like in my pocket, your pocket, I told you it's not a kula, it's just because the din is my pocket, I'm allowed to use it. It's a hezbeh for it, it's not a kal and not a chomer. The same thing is, Shein Rishus HaRabim is not potter because it's a kal. Shein Rishus HaRabim is potter because it's because of the reason the Rif gives. So, what? No, but for Karek, the taka doesn't make sense. Taka being kind of it doesn't work. Really? Not true. The Gemara, in one place, asks Mala Mavriya Shekek Yanol Shemishus. He can't talk about Bia or anything else. There's a second place where the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha, but that right and ask why the Gemara is the Kasha. It has to make sense. It has to be a Kal and a Chomer. The first step of Kal and Chomer must be one is Kal and one is Chomer. Otherwise, it's not a Kal and Chomer. So I only saw Rav Shlomo Zalman as the Kasha. I looked around. There aren't that many be malachdim or that go this far into the Masechta, so it's a problem. Maybe there are others who ask it. But in the regular Mefarshei HaGemara, I didn't see Asur of Shlomo Zalman asked the Kasha. And I'm not sure what he says. He says, must be, you can't ask something like that on a Kal V'Chayim. He doesn't explain. It's written very b'kitzer. And I'm not sure what he means, but at least somebody has to cash. So that's one nekuda on this Rav Tarfon that I'm sort of leaving hanging the whole shver. There's a second nekuda of Rav Tarfon that you should have realized, and that is that this business of Shane being Kal and Karen being Chamor, and therefore, since Shane pays Nezek Shalem and Karen pays Nezek Shalem, there's another difference between Shane and Karen. Shane pays Minhaliyah, and Karen only pays Magufa. Shane, you have to pay whatever it is, whatever it costs. And by Karen, you only pay Magufa Shel Behema, you don't pay more than Gufa Shel Behema. So Shane does have a Chumrah that we don't apply to Karen. We don't say that since Shane pays Minaliyah, so that Karen Tam also pay Minaliyah. We don't say that. So the truth is that on Yudiches Amid Beis, the bottom Tosis already is bothered. The Gemara says that by Megufa, you don't really say Daya. Imar of Tarfon says Daya. On you learn from the Shay pays Minaliyah, to learn it to Karen, the Karen should pay Minaliyah. That you say daya, and Tosis explains why should I say daya? I don't say daya for chatzin nezek, nezek sholem. Why should I daya minaliyah? So Tosis has a but this is the second apparent difficulty with Tarfon. But this at least we show in the Amazber that that Rav Tarfon is only learning to Karen nezek sholem. He's not learning to Karen that should pay minaliyah. Basically, Tosis says you learn the smaller chiddush, not the bigger chiddush. Oh, chatzin nezek to nezek sholem is a smaller chiddush than to go from paying the gufay to paying minaliyah. Whatever reason Tosis is not for that. And from this, for the Kal V'Chayimah, we only learn out the smaller chiddush, and the bigger chiddush we say daya. It is because b'shus harabim the shein doesn't pay minaliyah really. The first step was b'shus harabim, so there's not so much a problem. Because b'shus harabim, Shay doesn't pay at all. So there's no idea of minaliyah or megufay. So the first step is fine. And when you get to the second step, that's where you have the problem. In the second step, you're not really making them exactly equal. You're making one more than the other. So there, Tosis says that for a bigger chiddush, we even have tachlis at that. Okay, let's learn this next Gemara, which comes in because it's a case of Dayai. Amar Papa Labaya, Hahai Tana Loi Dorish Dayai, Afagad Loi Nifra Kabachai Meditanya. Keri Bezav Minayim. So you have to know, a male has three levels of Hatolas Mayim, three levels of excretions when a person urinates. One is Meiraglayim, urine. Meraglayim is not metame. We wash our hands after we go to the bathroom, but it's not metame in the sense of tumah. Meraglayim is a normal thing. Keri is zera. It's zera. It's also it's a normal thing that a person shouldn't be makel zera all the time, but it's a healthy body that could be makel zera. Zera keri is the same thing. It's again a normal thing, but it's metame. And then there's Zav. Zav, as I mentioned to you the other day, Ziva is a illness. It's also something that comes out of the body. Like Rashi says, it's a thicker type of a white excretion. Now those who say that it's gonorrhea, which is a known disease today, whether it is or not, I don't know. But that's Zav. Once someone is a Zav, so he needs a Shiva Nikiyah. It goes like this. Balkari is Matami just that day. A Zav, three times, becomes what we call full-fledged Zav. And then a Zav, Shalish Panim, needs Shivanakim, he needs 7 clean days. When he has 7 clean days, he can go to the mikveh, actually go to the Mayim Chayim. The only Tumah that needs Mayim Chayim is Zav. He goes Tavil Mayim Chayim, and he's Tar. That's Zav. That's Ziva. Now, Keri B'Zav Minayim, if somebody is a Zav, he's in his days of Ziva, and he's Matul Keri, and now what comes out of his body is not Ziva. Ziva, because Ziva itself is Matame, B'Maga, B'Masa. He was Matul Keri. What's the din of that Keri? Is it Matame, B'Maga, B'Masa? Minayin, there's a concept of Mayonai Sazoyev. Mayonai Sazoyev means any bodily fluid of the Zav is Matame. So Keri B'Zav Minayin, how do you know that Matame, B'Maga, B'Masa? Dinu. Madach tar b'tar, tame b'tame, madach roik saliva, which is tar by a tar person, and it's tame by a tame person by a zav. Roik is mayame sazav, and it's matame b'maga. So tame b'tar keri, which is matame by anybody, ain edin she tame b'tame, it should certainly be matame b'mago b'masa by no worse than roik. By a ziva, even though tamei b'tar is not matamei b'masa, carried by a regular person is not matamei b'masa. So kamaisilei, we learn out of this kavachayim bein l'maga bein l'masa. It's matamei maga if someone touches the carry, and masa if someone carries it. V'amai neima ahani kavachayim l'maga ahani daya l'afukei masa. Why don't I say daya? That you can use the kavachayim to tell you it's matame if someone touches it, not if someone carries it. B'chitem lo maga lo yitzur kavachayim. You're going to say I don't need it for maga. Doi gar megavra tor. So you'll say that carry even a gavra tor is carries matame b'maga. So I don't need the kavachayim for maga. And if so, I need the kavachayim. I'll say I'll need the kavachayim for masa. Since it's for kavachayim, yitzur I do need it. Sartech I need the mikro b'ayloksiv. We should carry a garam lai. Yotze zeshen carry a garam lai. Ela davach a garam lai. Kamash mulai. There's sometimes where a person is not will carry because of something that he could have avoided, mikra laila. Or there are times in baka where when a person is not well and his body is not will carry. I would have thought only mikra laila is mitame. Kamash mulan. So I do need the kabachaylet to teach this. Say bazai. For maga, so what the Gemara is saying, Yitzrich. So for maga, I need the kavachayver, and for masa, we should say daya. So the Gemara no, midi v'loy de davarachik. It's not true. It doesn't say mikra laila v'loy davarachik. V'meila, I know that Keri is mekame anyway, and I need a kavachayver for masa. So to answer the Gemara's kasha, there's no other tarfin. Daya would be mitra kavachayver. If I don't learn masa, I have nothing to learn, because maga I know anyway. That's the Gemara. Umar tana d'shamet le'idamah shechazer shalzah mitami v'masa. Who is this tana? But Gemara le'er b'lazer b'yishua. It's not. Shechvazera shalzah. And again, shechvazera and keri are exactly the same thing. Shechvazera shalzah mitami v'maga. The Shavazer of his Zav is only Metabe B'Maga, they Metabe B'Masa, the Rebeliezer. Rebeliezer obviously does hold of Dayai, so we learned out Maga. Rebbe Yeshua, I'm out Metabe B'Masa, Lepisha, Yev Shabalash Tzipe Ziva. So this is the Chiddush that we're going to spend some time on. Rebbe Yeshua's Chiddush, that it's Yev Shabalash Tzipe Ziva. It's a Metzias, that it's not possible for a Zav to be Mapu, anything, carry. Or the Rambam adds Merav Lion also, without some ziva coming out. The person's body has tubes, has plumbing inside, and when the person pushes Merav Lion through his body, the residual ziva is going to come out with it. Just like the Shechazera, it's normal, it comes out later out of a person's body. The person is not the Merav Lion, it comes out along. So ziva also, it's going to come out along. The body has inside Ziva, and it's going to come out together with the Merav Lion, together with the Keri. So Zot Rebbe Yeshua, Lefishu Yeshav, Lai Tzitzuvay Ziva, therefore, a Zav this matter, carry, that carry is metame the master. I can't be sure how some else she has a receiver, a lot of people. So, what is Rabbi Yeshua's shita? Rabbi Yeshua is saying that really carry is not metame the master. Now, the reason keri is metame the master is because there are going to be drops of ziva inside. Then you see it, and they'll finish. Then even the Eskishayla is Michael ziva. It means even if you don't see the ziva with the keri, there's going guaranteed there's ziva there, and the mela, it's done. There's a very beautiful piece in the Shar Yashar, Shar Gimel, Perikov Beis, the beginning of Perikov Beis, on this Gemara, and it's all based on a Mordechai in the Sechus Cholin, which goes on this, on E.F. Shabaloi Tzitzifesi. The Mordechai is a very simple question. We know that lach balach is bottle. When two liquids mix, there's a concept of bittle. Sometimes it's bittle shishin, sometimes it's bittle barai. Lach balach, two liquids that mix, there's an idea of bittle. Things are bottle one into the other. And the Gemara says, E'efshir believes of tuche ziva. Now, if you have this understanding that there must be ziva inside, he asks, who cares if there's ziva inside? It should be bottle, really? Should be bottle barai? Something that's not of tamkeker is bottle barai, lach balach. So he asks that the ziva should be bottled in the keri. And he asks the same kasha on a second gemara. This gemara is in Yavamis. Okay? The gemara in Yavamis says, Yavama sharakaka dam. You know that if you ever saw a chalitza, the Yavama has to spit towards the Yavam, towards the Chaylet in this case. Yavama Sharakika Dam, if she spit blood, it says it's good. If you should be Efsher, you can't spit blood out of your mouth. Be Efsher Balai Tipei Right. There has to be that there's some saliva mixed in. Seeing that you don't see the saliva, you just see blood, but we understand that she spit down. The Chatilah, she should spit just plain right. Every chalutza doesn't eat breakfast that morning. It should be pure right. It shouldn't be mixed with anything else. But it's good enough. If there's some right, it's good enough. So yavama sharaka kadam. Since there's some saliva mixed in, it's good. For Akhtar Mardechai, the same cash. For Akhtar Mardechai, it should be bottled. The right should be bottled into the dam. From these two gemaras, the Mardechai is mechadish. A chiddush in dinei bittul. Mordechai says, it's known as the Mordechai chiddush, that something that's noilid bitaruvas, something which is mixed from the very first moment that comes into the bria, it's noilid bitaruvas, is not bottled. Something that from the very beginning, when it comes into the world. Obviously, the blood came from one part of the body and the saliva from another part, but when it came out of the person's body, it was the taruvus right away. Anything that's noilid the taruvus, we don't say that. This is the Mardechai's recite, the chiddush of Mardechai. As far as I know, all the Rishonim agree with it. I don't know any Rishon that disagrees. Anything that's noilid the taruvus, we don't say. Say is not bothered. Now this yisoid brings to, it sounds like a funny application, which Shimon Nishar Yeshua brings from the Sefer HaMakna. He says there's a sugya in Kiddushin, actually two sugyas in Kiddushin. If someone is Mekadesh, one of your daughters, someone has, there's three or more daughters, is Mekadesh one of the daughters, he doesn't remember which one. So Abadi needs to get from there, he has to give a get to all of them. Sefer HaMakna asks, why don't we say Bitul Barayif. You have three daughters. One is married, two are not married. You know, which is which. So, Midrabanan, we always require a get. It's something that can be nice and happy, you do. But Minatayra, it should be Bitul Barayif. You have one woman that's sister, and two women that are heter. One that I should say, two are not. I wouldn't want to marry somebody taking a chance. But the din Torah is that is bitul. So why is it possible? Right? We learn bitul out of people. We learn out of Sanhedrin. Right? That the psak of the roiv is about the psak of the mila. So the frekta amakta, why don't you say bitul? So he says, this Mordechai says it's not the tarubis. He was mekadish echad dibnei secha. We don't know which one it means. So right away, in the beginning, there's a taruvis. And there's no bitul or something, it's not a little bit taruvis. That's what Sefer HaMakta says. Seems like there should be a better teretz for it, but this is the HaMakta's teretz that Rav Shimon brings. Rav Shimon brings a third application, Shem Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. In a case where someone has a stable full of animals, and he shechts one, and he knows that this mother animal has a baby animal in the stable. He can't tell which one. He can't figure out what the animal's mixed. He can't tell which is which. He shechted the mother animal, and now all the other animals are in the stable. So we don't know which one is oisai vespinai v'sishkatu b'yanecha. You know, I shecht the same day the mother and the baby animal. We don't know which is which, so we're not here. We don't shech the whole stable full of animals. We wait. We wait, or we do what's called the Feshinu Denaidi. Those of you who learn from the Shkita, the Feshinu Denaidi, we make one being called the Parish Meruba Parish. But we don't shech the animals because anyone might be Yosef Espinai. So same caption. Why isn't one animal bottle to the others? It's Rabbanu, it's Dabba Chashu, it's not Bata. But Minat Torah, why isn't the one animal Bata to the other animal? But to be Yisrael Chanan, the same thing. That it's Nailad B'Tarubis. As soon as the Issa started, you couldn't tell which is which. Anything that Nailad B'Tarubis, we don't say Bita. That's the Chiddush of the Mardechai based on this Gemara of Yevshel Dambo and Tzitzchiziva and Yevama Sharaka Tadam. So it's a Mordechai's site, nice site. Have a chance to get through other applications of it, but this is basically the Mordechai. Shimon asks, although it's not his kashi, he brings it from the crazy place. He asks a Gevaldige kashi. It's especially good. I'm learning Sunday morning, I give a shiur near a day. We're up to Kuf Beis, Sif Dalet. I'm going to Sif Gimel actually. This Sunday we're going to learn Sif Dalet. So the Baruch Shalom always does this. Shimon asks the Stira from this Mordechai to Simi Kuf Beis Sif Dalet. It's Sif Amatzu. What Simi Kuf Beis Sif Dalet? It's Hilchas Dovah Sheyesh Matir. You all know that even though there's a din of bittul, things are bottle, but a davar sheyeshloi matirin is not bottle. What's a davar sheyeshloi matirin? The Gemara's case, an egg that was laid on Yontif is muktzah. Machlokes, there are four reasons to the Gemara why, but an egg that's laid on Yontif is muktzah. If that egg now became mixed with a million other eggs, normally it should be bottle. We say it's a davar sheyeshloi matirin, actually techlenu be'isser, techlenu be'heter. That you have to wait till tomorrow, even though with a Torah it's really bavul. Davar sheyeshloi matirin says, if I have a heter tomorrow, it's also today. A couple of summers ago when I came to Israel, so somebody was nice enough to pick me up. On the way back from the airport, he told me to shayla that's all over Yerushalayim. That Shabbos, it was a Shabbat brachas. And at the Shabbat Brachis was in a rented hall. the Kala wants them to light Shabbos Neiris at the Sheva Brachas the first time. So she knew the tables they were going to roll up the tablecloth, so she took her Leichter, she put a chair on the side, she put the Leichter with the tray with the Leichter on the chair, and she lit candles on the side, and they had the Seder. The next day, when they came back for the day Sheva Brachas, they found that the night before, the Goyim, hopefully it was Goyim, that cleaned up. They took the Leichter, it was, the candles were out already. They took the Leichter and the tray off. They put it away in the kitchen somewhere. And all the chairs were now mixed. You couldn't tell which was that chair and which was the other chairs. And that chair is Muchzer. Ben Hashmashes, and had candles on it. It was mixed with all the other chairs in the hall. So, Chayes Batu Barayis. That's the Gavashesh HaKatim. So the Gavashesh HaKatim appearing because that chair will be Mutti after Shabbos. So those of you who like Eretz Yisrael, tell me a possible solution to the problem later. But anyway, this is the din of Gavashesh HaKatim. Now, there's a following case, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting, it's both in Aruch Chaim, Asinu Shachas, Rosh Hashabbos, and Yeridei Pervasiv Dalid, two places. It talks about a person who's making his own grape juice. He has grapes, he pressed the grapes, and the grapes are sitting, and over time the grapes give off their grape juice. Now, grapes give off grape juice on Shabbos. That's Noilad. That's like an egg. And Mashkin Shazavu, it's called the Gemara. Mashkin Shazavu Asurim. If you have grapes that are sitting there, and because it's squashed, some grape juice comes out on the bottom, that grape juice is Muktzeh. Mashkin Shazavu. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if I have the grapes in a big barrel, the barrel with plenty of grape juice in before Shabbos? Now on Shabbos, I want to use some of the grape juice. I realize over the first 12 hours of Shabbos, some juice came out of the grapes, and some more juice came out. The juice that was out, the grape juice that was already out before Shabbos, is not Muktzeh. Any grape juice that came before Shabbos is regular grape juice. It's Muktzeh. The grape juice that came out on Shabbos is Issur. Lamaisa, it's a miut. It should be bakul. Nimbimina is bakul barayv. It should be bakul. The question is, it's a davishesh matir. That this small amount of grape juice that came out on Shabbos, it's a davishesh matir. I can wait till after Shabbos and it will be mutter. So l'chayra, the whole grape juice should be asur. Because there's a small amount of juice that came out on Shabbos. That small amount that came out on Shabbos in the mixture should aser al Tavashay Shemetim. Zakta Shulchan Aruch, a kula. A kula is, when do we say the chumra of Tavashay Shematirin? When you have an egg and a bunch of eggs and they become mixed. It didn't start with Tarulis. However, if something is noilad b'taruvus, the first second the juice came out of these grapes, it already went into a mixture. If something is noilad b'taruvus, it's more chuladik, and it's bottle even if it's a davish shoshamati. This is halach p'suk in Shulchan Aruch. Again, I don't know if anybody argues. It's noilad b'taruvus, and noilad b'taruvus would make all that even by a davish shematirin, it's still bottle. So Zakrav Shim in 1 minute. In our Gemara, we're saying if something is right of the taruv is never bottle. By Efsher le shefazera belaita tzufei ziva, or Efsher le dam belaita tzufei rai. We're saying that noilad b'taruv is a chumra. That since this ziva came into the Meraglayim immediately, it's a chumrah and it's not batal. So noilad b'taruvus, it's harder to be mevatel. No, it's not noilad b'taruvus. And over there, in Siman Kuf Beis, we're saying the reverse.
we're saying that normally it would not be bavel. It's doshesh matirin. And because it's neither the taruvis, therefore it is bavel. It's a kula. Mamish the opposite. And to crown off the kasha, if you look there in Kuf Beis Dalid, the Maramakim is Sugetzech and it's a Mardechai. It's also a Mardechai. So they're both the Mardechai. In one place, in our Sugya, the Mardechai is saying, the Elabit Haruvis is not bottle, Tafka not bottle. And there he's saying, the Elabit Haruvis is even bottle, even if it's a Dosh HaShemetir. Hello. So this is the Kasha of Reb Shimon, which I guess we're going to come back to on Sunday. We'll start Mafetz also on Sunday, but this is, if you look in the Reb Shimon, it's not a long Reb Shimon, I mean, it's a long Reb Shimon, but this part of it, it's very gishmak. The first three paragraphs or so of Perakot Veis, we'll come back to it. My previous kasha with the chair, does anybody know why it should be a kula? In case of the chairs, that is Sheva Brachos. If you learn Dovah Sheshematir, you must know the Noid Bihud is Kula. This guy told me in the car, I told him, Noid Bihud is Kula. So he said, yeah, that's what everyone's saying, Noid Bihud is Kula. What's Noid Bihud is Kula? Noid Bihud has a famous Kula in Dovah Sheshematir, and it's a subject of a certain dispute. Noid Bihud says, what's Dovah Sheshematirin? Dovah Sheshematirin is, I have an egg. And it's mixed into other eggs. It should be mutter. We say, it's not bottle. At shetichlenu be'eser, tichlenu behetu. Instead of eating it today be'eser, eat it tomorrow behetu. That's Dovah Sheshematirin. The Yehuda has a yesahid that you only say Dovah Sheshematirin by something that's consumed. Something that gets eaten up. You can only eat it once. You burn. It talks about firewood. It's wood that falls off a tree on Yom Tov. Same thing. So Dovah Sheshematirin, if it mixes with other wood. It's consumed. You can only eat the egg once. So we tell you, why should you eat the egg today? Be'isr, wait till tomorrow, eat it behed. Something that's not consumed, like here by the chair. The chair, you're going to tell him, don't use the chair tomorrow. You could use it today. Be'isr, use it tomorrow. The chair could be used tomorrow and today. It could be used both days. There's no Dovah Sheshematirin when you don't say, don't do it today, do it tomorrow. Only something that's consumed, you could say, don't do it today, do it tomorrow. On an item that can be used numerous times, there's no rule that Dovah Sheshematirin my bottle, because there's no time to don't use it today, use it tomorrow. I want to use it today and tomorrow. So there's no rule of Dovah Sheshematirin. That's the way we do this cloud. And if you want to see it, it's in the Pesachei Tshuva in 2 days. Those of you learning every day, it's the end. I think Pesachei Tshuva is cut in Dalit. He talks about Kasher and Kalim. If Kalim is a Dovah Sheshematirin, so the Yehuda says his rule. Kalim is not consumed. So if a keli is bottle, it's not a Dovah Sheshematirin, it's a good kasher. It's not a Dovah Sheshematirin. I want to use it today. I don't want to use it after 24 hours. Okay, Al Kaponim, that's a Dovah Sheshematirin. And Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow we'll go down most of the end of the day. Not tomorrow, Sunday.